training for the hunt. 5 critical skills for sales dog success. For years, a classic argument has raged through sales conferences, has been debated around water coolers, and has inspired countless books. Are great salespeople born or made? This debate is as old as sales itself, but my heartfelt observation is that every child comes into this world learning to ask for what it wants and needs. First for mere survival purposes, and then for things like love, affection, cuddles, and later Pokemon, PlayStation 2, and your car on a Saturday night. Every child can sell. You can sell. We are all born to sell. I believe that everyone has the natural talent to sell. However, we lose that natural ability through conditioning and the seriousness of life. Most of us have been fed a ton of conditioning about the evils of sales by those who lack the basic self-determinism to be able to say no. They fear being manipulated and taken advantage of, so they portray anyone who does sell as a money-grabbing, morally corrupt charlatan. So, to answer the question, are we born to sell? I believe that we are all born great salespeople, but we lose the talent by the time we get to adulthood, so many of us must simply retrain what we already instinctively know. It may be true that not everyone can sell everything, but based upon what breed you are, you can sell something. So now you know your breed and have learned to recognize the breeds of others. You now know the rules to follow to keep yourself out of trouble and in the money, and you are ready for the next step in your evolution. To become the blue ribbon winner that you deserve to be, you must master the basic skills for sales dog success. There are 5 critical skills that every sales dog must master in order to be a great hunter. 1. Mastering the art of referrals. 2. Delivering powerful presentations. 3. Tapping the desire to serve others. 4. Managing the personal marketing versus selling formula. 5. Handling of objections or rejections. Good sales dogs are strong, committed, and above all, keep things dog simple. In other words, this is not rocket science. 1. Master the art of referrals. The number one reason that people are intimidated by sales is the dreaded cold call. So why not just avoid ever having to make them? Great sales dogs work best with an introduction. While the poodle can schmooze at parties and network on sheer instinct, and the pit bull can kamikaze the marketplace with a napalm-like barrage on anything with a pulse, the rest of the kennel are generally a little more subtle when it comes to the delicate art of referrals. There are 4 types of referrals. The first is the best kind. The quality of the referral decreases as you go down the list. 1. Friend gets prospect to call you. Charm of the poodle. 2. Friend tells prospect you will call him. Easy for the retriever. 3. Friend tells you who to call and allows you to mention that he or she referred you. Basset hounds and chihuahuas are comfortable with this one. 4. Friend gives you a name, any name. Good enough for the pit bull. The key is that the introduction must include a personal endorsement, just one positive thing about you, not just the product or service you're offering. It doesn't have to be a dissertation or an epic biography, just a positive phrase about you. John's a good guy. You should listen to what Sally has to say. She really knows her stuff. I trust Paul. He tells it straight. This simple one-liner is critical because it gives you trustworthiness and initial respect. These qualities are the secret ingredient to successful referrals. The bottom line is that people do business with people they like and people they trust. The product or service is often secondary. If you are already pre-qualified to fit into the like and trust category, then your chance of success has just skyrocketed. You are no longer the scrounging mutt or flea-infested nuisance that you would have been. You have just become a pedigree sales dog, and someone well worth taking a call from, and well worth actually listening to. I generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in speaking and training fees alone, and 90% comes from referrals. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on advertising and promotion. My return on that investment is terrible in comparison to the return on investment I get by making sure my existing customers are happy with their training results. The ultimate referral is the quality of your reputation. It speaks for itself. Investing time with your existing customers will usually generate 10 times the rewards of other activities. Check in with them on a regular basis to make sure that they're happy and performing well, and referrals will snowball until you have so much business you can't keep up. There has never been a successful network marketer who did not understand the importance of referrals. If you are a person who puts money in other people's pockets by training them, coaching them, and encouraging them, people will find you.